Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, 21st of May. Good to have you along, folks. How are you this morning? Good form, I hope. What do you do? Sound effects courtesy of PJ Gallagher there. Sorry, did we interrupt your breakfast?
You did, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
If
you
shocking.
Don't mind, you could have waited that for
the... The show has only started at 6 o'clock for, oh, I don't know, since time began.
Well, you're going to put Jazzy Cara on 30
seconds
even
gave later. I even gave you an extra long song. 4 minutes and 41 seconds of it.
Obviously, 5 minutes is what we needed. Thank you very much. There's the very inconsiderate Jim McCabe starting the show at the same time every morning, regardless if you're ready or not.
Unbelievable, yeah. Shocking.
Tell you something unreal. You
know, what we should do is we should really just change the schedule. PJ and Jim, every morning from around about 6:15.
Is it too much to ask to just text me and say, are you ready today? I suppose that's too much to ask, isn't
right.
it? That's asking too
so
much.
So if we have a variable start to the show, sometimes 6, sometimes 10 past.
I'm not listening to you now. I'm trying to pour me coffee, would you leave me alone? You're bullying me now.
Right, I'll tell you what. I'll just fly through some of these. Listen, you just sort
there
yourself.
You go.
You'll have your porridge and your coffee and everything.
That's all right. I think I'm ready now.
And then I'll fly through these.
What was that you were saying?
I'll do the work, you know, stuff. Just don't do heavy lifting.
About time. I tell you something.
Right, morning to Aaron, who's off in his jollies today. He's heading out to Portugal for a few days. Gave us a recommendation for a movie. That movie, Vice.
Vice? Oh, he's off to send us a picture of it. Yeah,
that was the one that was there. They were advertising that a lot. That was out a little while ago, wasn't it?
I never heard of it.
Yeah. It's based, I think it's based on the what do you call it, story?
Like
an actual, you know, the genuine American kind of...
George Bush? Is that George Bush in the background?
Yeah.
It looks very like him.
Exactly. It's Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. That's
who
it is.
Oh, right.
Dick
I'm always Cheney, very wary of these movies that gives itself 5-star reviews on its poster. You know the way? Yeah. Like, look at that. It says, 5 stars, but it doesn't say who it came from. Look, Christian Bale is crazily good, but no name of who said it. No, riotously funny. Exceptional. And it's like they could have said it about themselves.
Anyway, Aaron recommends it. That's
sure
all you need to know.
I'm sure it's fantastic.
That's all you need to know.
Made by the people who made The Big Short, and that was a great movie.
JP is struggling. Didn't get his Zeds last night.
Oh, dear.
Which reminds me, did you manage to...
I didn't do too bad. Like, it was... Well,
you were
like,
whinging and moaning yesterday about being tired early doors.
Yeah. Well, yesterday now I was burning earlixed, right? But this morning, I'm a lot better this morning. But Aisling's with us today, right?
Yeah.
Magic Mike, he's...
He's on a day off.
He's off doing whatever, you know, lounging around, right? Like, as if he doesn't do that here. And then Aisling's in today. And she's been here since all night, basically.
She was with the boilers
last night. Yeah, all night, running around to
which
boilers.
Which makes your whinging and moaning yesterday completely redundant.
It does not.
It do. I mean,
it does not. I was out kicking.
Unbelievable.
That's the same thing.
Not even close.
Oh my God.
She was working. You were being adored. Yeah. You were being adored by your fans in Vicar Street.
I don't think it was
your your Bose fans.
Jeez, Jim, it didn't go that well. It was all right. Like,
what else we got? Mr. C in Bettystown, he's calling himself. Apparently, he watched The Young Offenders because his 14-year-old son recommended it to him and says he now feels like he needs to have a chat with him about how not to meet girls.
Well, yeah, that's very true, yeah. In fairness, that's a chat that's probably needed, in fairness.
English Lee's a happy boy. What a morning, 10 degrees and blue skies. Buddy Brennan saying hello with his traditional photograph.
Every morning we're getting Buddy Brennan photographs.
Look at that.
Some of them better than others. That one there now with the googly eyes, that's... He's looked better.
He's found filters.
Yeah.
Some people find God, he found filters. Nipper's back.
The Nipper, free the Nipper.
It's good to be back. Sending the love and living the dream, says the Nipper.
Good on you, Mr. Nipper.
Mary reckons you were ripped off last night, but Bose beat last night,
yeah. Bose were winning. 1-0 in Oriel Park. Tough game.
Right.
Then, of course, Dundalk came back and Bose had the lad sent off, you see. Dundalk came back. And then, Dundalk. Big smelly border horse that they got. Another penalty in the death. Another penalty at 94 minutes.
Right.
9 penalties this year they've had.
10, according to Mary.
Well, they had 9 up until last night.
Right.
Well, yeah, it's really jammy now. Really jammy. Very disappointed now, to be honest. But there you go. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? La Barre's back in action. Morning to Margaret in Fermoy. There's another bit of sympathy coming in for you from Antoinette. At least I think it's sympathy.
What's she saying?
How are you feeling after last night's
goal? There you go. Well, I think I've just explained myself. And that's closing from her because Cork probably...
who else have we got? Sinead is looking for an upbeat tune. Yeah, well, what's wrong with a bit of fame?
But she's given out that we played Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah, we played that before
Nothing
six.
To you.
That was something else.
That's a great song.
Who doesn't like
somebody
that?
Else? I don't know why she's giving out to us.
Who doesn't want
our
to wake up?
Our show hadn't even started.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
Unbelievable.
Who doesn't want to wake up feeling...
Take the blame for everything we
thinking
do.
Of long lost loves who broke them to pieces. Who doesn't want to think of that first thing in the morning?
Yeah. Greg and Ballinasloe has decided that we should rename the show Wake Up Hungry because of your shenanigans.
Yeah, well... Yeah, well, that's just, I don't know. When do you eat your breakfast? You're a strange man the way you eat breakfast.
I don't until the show is finished.
Jim eats breakfast
dedication.
1 week and then he doesn't eat it the following week.
It's called dedication, professionalism. You should look it up.
You're always trying something new. You're like, it's like hair products for the hungry man.
Anyway, thankfully Dan and Cork has recognised my efforts. Says, Jim, fair play to you carrying the plastic South Dub every day. You need to apply for the carer's allowance.
Good Lord,
very
that's
true.
Harsh.
It's very true, Dan, very true. It's good to know that somebody's out there spotted it. Because some people, it just goes, you know, it just goes unnoticed, the work you do, the hard lifting you do.
Yeah, well, I tell you something, he doesn't care that much, does he? Started the show and all before I had my breakfast finished. He'd be docked a few quid for that alone, I'd say.
Unbelievable. Anyway, listen, if we can keep PJ away from the bowls, we'll get through this.
Well, that's where they keep the crayons, Jim.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout on the WhatsApp. Somebody who has, now this was, somebody wanted to read us to read this around about 20 past six, so we're fractionally ahead of schedule, but we're about to do the birthdays, so if we don't do it now, we won't get it done at all. But Tammy's been on, because she wants to know, could we wish her husband John and all his comrades a very safe trip to the Leb, off to the Lebanon today. They embark on a 6-month tour of duty. Very proud of you, John. Miss you loads, Tammy and your two girls, Clodagh and Aoife.
6 months,
come home safe.
For swell.
So
that's
fair
a long
play
old stretch. Have a good one anyway, yeah. if you can.
John and
you
know all his comrades.
It reminds me as if he's going off with his holidays. Have a good one, eh?
Have a good one.
All inclusive, I heard. In the Lev. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Fair play to you, John. And Tammy, thanks for the shout. As I say, we're a fraction ahead. 45 seconds early, we are.
Well,
we get away with that.
I'm sure that, yeah. Unless
although it is military.
Oh, it is military, yeah, yeah.
So we'd probably get...
So we're going to have to hold on.
Well, look, at just if there is a court
martial,
John.
We're going to have to keep talking about it for the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, if there's a court martial, John. It is PJ Gallagher's fault. If he hadn't have been messing around with his breakfast and all that sort of stuff, he wasn't prepared for when duty started. And it just messed up the whole kind of timing.
I'll get a dishonourable discharge.
You will get a
mind
dishonourable.
You, a dishonourable discharge in here is just a bad fart.
Anyway, John, stay safe and come home safe. You and all the gang heading off to the Lebanon. All the gang. Again, makes it sound like an 1830s holiday.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Living her up. Whoop.
Yeah.
Big anyway, clubs in
just
the
Just wait for it, wait for it, wait for it, wait for it. 20 past.
There you
six.
Go.
There
look
we
at
go.
That.
Right
yeah.
on time. Right on time.
So you have to say, do we have to do it again now?
No. Right, let's do the birthdays for you. Right,
right.
Okay, here we go. I think you're going to enjoy this one, right? Because it's this bloke's birthday.
When you pity somebody, you're showing them mercy. Because I didn't start this pity stuff. It was in the Bible. You can find pity so many times in the Bible and food so many times. So I put them together. Pity the food.
There you go. Big hero of yours.
Who knew he was an apostle? Look at that, Mr. T.
Yeah, who knew he researched it in the Bible?
Yeah, B.A. Brock, I have a funny feeling that kind of just worked out for him more than he actually researched himself. What a deadly bloke, though.
Mr. T, you know he has that Pity the Fool, that's a registered trademark.
Oh, yeah, he had a show called Pity the Fool.
Yeah.
A
and
TV
if anybody
show.
Uses it, if anybody uses it, like, or whatever, they have to pay him.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So keep your pity to fools to yourself.
Keep your pity, yeah, well, there you go. That's Jim, just use it. Whatever much it costs, I'd like you to bill him.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably costs a fortune.
I don't know whether you have to do it in his kind of, you know, you have to do, you kind of get into it. You have to do it Mr. T style.
Like, yeah. Go on, try it there. Go on, do it, Jim.
Imagine that. Imagine getting the bill in.
Yeah, yeah. For
PJ Gallagher, you owe me €18.
How do you even know? I suppose he's not doing a lot since the 18.
What does he do now?
I don't know what he does. Like,
counts his money. Is that, like, would he have made a lot of money out of it?
Ah, jeepers, yeah. Oh, he definitely would.
And all the follow-ons. Like, because there was all the merch. You know, there was Mr. T, Action Man and everything.
Was there?
Yeah. Because on the clip, one of the clips that I found, he was on with Conan and whatever, and it was, he had the Mr. T doll.
Like, yeah, I suppose so. And then there was all the 18 toys and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, of course, he was in Rocky. Rocky 3, he was Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
I'll kill you to death.
Wasn't the
which
biggest.
Which is one of the best threats ever. I'm going to kill you to death. That's a brilliant thing to say to someone, isn't
that's,
it?
That's belt and braces, that is.
It is all
that's
lot,
making
it?
Sure, yeah.
Watch it, Rocky. He said he's going to kill you to death. It's such a great threat. It really is the whole lot, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All the gold chains and the whole lot. I remember him saying that he wore the gold chains because something to do with slavery, you know?
Right.
Because they were forced to wear chains, and then he decided he was going to keep the chains, but they were going to be his chains.
Yeah.
And they're going to be bling, bling. Again, I'd say that just was more an afterthought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd say he's a great man for the afterthought.
Yeah.
You know, kill you to death was probably a mistake as well. But it just worked out well for him. Do you know that's what, you know that way?
Fell on his feet.
But what age has he got? I don't know, is the truth. I would say he's probably in his late 60s, at least. No, but hold on, is he? I'm going to say he's like 71.
You should have stuck with your gut instinct.
Oh, really?
67.
Ah, fart. Right, I'd love to know what he looks like now.
67 for Mr. T. Actually, do you know something? On a not dissimilar vein, it's this bloke's birthday as well.
These are red line issues. I mean, nobody is rushing to join you in government. Putting down a red line issue is like an old fellow walking up and down the boundaries of the ballroom of romance saying that he won't dance with any of those women over there. Nobody wants to dance with him. That's the position.
There you go.
The other Mr. T. The Mr. T of politics.
Michael Noonan.
Michael Noonan.
Yeah. If Mr. T was Irish, he'd look exactly like Michael Noonan, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That's the Irish Mr. T right there.
Doesn't Michael Noonan supposedly have a rep for being like a hard man?
Does he? I didn't know that.
In the politics world, he's like, you know.
I think
he's like the Mr. T of politics.
Well, you might say that you won't give us what we want in Dáil today. Well, I say, I'll kill you to death. I'll kill you to death,
yeah.
And I pity the fool who thinks I won't kill him to death.
That would be brilliant if Michael Noonan started to do that.
I pity the fool who thinks I won't kill him to death if I don't get my way in the Shannon this evening. I tell you something, you might think I'm just a little fella with a funny head and a mad suit.
I'm sure it's him that has a bit of a rep for being a hard man.
Really? How would he be a hard man? What's he done that made him a hard man?
I don't know. You know,
I guess I'll find out. Imagine after the show he was waiting for me.
with all
his gold chains on.
How are you, Gallagher?
How are you, Gallagher? Yeah. What makes me a hard man,
kill
is
you.
It?
I'll kill you to death.
I'll show you. Mr. About to be dead. How would you like that for a new name? About to be dead, huh?
Right, I'm over to see then.
He's in his 60s anyhow. 64.
76.
Oh, Jesus.
So something. I'm going to give you a moment to gather yourself. There are two more.
Right, I need...
I'm going to give you a moment to gather yourself because we are waffling on there and now we've got to get a tune in and try and get the headlines in.
And it's a weird turn of fate. I actually, thankfully, you're pitying the fool this morning.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33. So, somebody else is going to get the opportunity to enjoy what you and I and Ashley and Magic Mike and everybody else does of... You know, working around
endurance.
The enigma that is.
You can put that positive spin on it if you like, Jim. I think it's hilarious that the producers are so hard up to find people to work with them.
Excuse me, they have
to issue a press release to me to give a shout out, looking for people to actually work with
them. Yes.
That's the truth of the situation.
Jeez, Matt, knock me cup over.
There you go.
There you go.
And break
the studio.
Is there anything, PJ, you can give an insight to now? So for anybody who does want to be an extra, is there any sort of insight you could give as to what life on set is like? I mean, obviously they won't have a trailer like
been
you
there
have
yet. I don't get a trailer.
They won't have like assistants and everybody that you send to get your
peeling,
coffee and
people
stuff.
People peeling your grapes for you
to
lounge in your trailer.
If only that was the truth, I'd be so into that, but unfortunately, no, nothing like that at all, really. Nothing even close to that. No, it's pretty much like this.
He does a good sell, doesn't he?
It's pretty much like this. I basically turn up and get abused. Except it's in the script, so at least I know it's coming.
As opposed to your day job here, where we just abuse you off the cuff.
I think I got cast in it because I was so used to the abuse. They thought there's the perfect person for this job.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wondering, should we not all trek down to
Cork? That's what I'm thinking. I mean,
that would be great.
Could myself and Mike and whatever, could we not all just become extras just standing there?
Let's grab Andy Bad News into this. Let's grab Andy Bad News into this as well.
Yeah. He could be there's bound to be a need for a grumpy neighbour.
Yeah, he's in a bad mood because I only gave him the dates yesterday.
Right, so then.
Yeah. Oh, poor old Andy, bad news. Yeah, no, I don't think that'd be good for either of us.
I think we should take. I think we should. What they want is your photograph, a very clear photograph of your head and shoulders, your name, your age, your address, your measurements, and your contact details.
Your measurements.
Your measurements
for your costume.
Ah, right. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't just nosiness.
I wasn't sure what sort of direction the new series was going after that, to be honest with you.
Cork jerseys only come in small, medium and large. Why do you need your measurements?
Unbelievable.
Fabulous insight there.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Cheers, Tara. Yeah, the Black Eyed Peas, Meet Me Halfway, and Shaft with Mambo Italiano. Gee, I haven't heard that in ages.
No, that's a great song. I like that, yeah.
Get up and go, son.
Hey, Mambo.
Somebody wants to say a big hello to their buddy, The Rack.
Yay.
From Cork City.
How are you, The Rack? What a name that is.
He's like a child at Christmas listening to us.
That's like someone out of a... That's like a Game of Thrones name, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
The Rack.
Yeah, because you have The Hound.
The Hound, and what was the other name? What's The Hound's brother's name?
The Mountain.
The Fountain.
That's a totally different character.
The Fountain and The Rack. They're the other lads.
they're the ones that got cut from Game of
Thrones. Yeah, The Fountain and The Rack.
Anyway, The Rack from Cork City. Fair play to you.
Go on, The Rack.
And by the way, somebody's just pointed out as well that in relation to the idea of getting the extras gig on Young Offenders.
Yeah.
That I have, and as indeed Mike has, experience having been on Ross na Ruin. In fact, I've multiple...
True enough.
Extras experience.
Well, why? What else have you done?
Fair City.
Were you?
Yeah.
Didn't even know about that.
There you go.
Kept that one quiet.
That was a different radio station, different time. I've been around in the radio business for a while.
You used in some of those crime remakes for crime lines for the years?
Oh, excuse me. I was out there fighting crime.
Were you?
Fighting crime. I think the tagline was... Stopping bad things happening to good people.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. In your documentaries. Is that was that a line
great
you had to
line.
Say?
No, I didn't have to say it, but I think they used it in the promo. Stopping bad things happening to good people.
Stopping good things happening to bad people. Anyway, it's the same thing. It all goes around. What comes around goes around.
Right, are you ready for a couple of more birthdays? Right, you've two left to redeem yourself after a faltering start.
Ah, very, very grubby, a terrible start, yeah.
And this one, in fairness, you should know, an icon of yours, Mary Robinson.
Ah, Mary Robinson.
First female president of Ireland.
Noddy Robinson, as my mate's dad used to call her. Yeah, because, you know, when she talked, she did this thing where she kept moving her head to the beat of the syllable. Remember that, yeah.
Right.
I'd just like to say.
She was kind of like tapping it out in Morse code.
She kind of did, yeah. She was doing that. No one can see what I'm doing now. This is a bit ridiculous, but she would nod her head like that. I'm now nodding my head every single time.
Yeah.
I hit a syllable.
In the beat, yeah.
Yeah. She was a bit like that, yeah.
Noddy Robinson. I never knew that.
Noddy Robinson, yeah. But look at me being the pedantic, picking on the one thing. Like look how much she achieved in her life, right? In fact, there's a perfect example of an aegis, right? She's achieved so much. What's she, UN human rights stuff?
Yeah.
The first woman president of Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, God only knows what else she's achieved. And here's, Noddy, remember Noddy, huh? Remember that? Hey! Yeah. Remember that,
proof positive that you can just never win.
Like she was listening to Iron Maiden or something. Head banging all the time. You know what I mean? There you go.
Like Churchill in the back of a car.
the little Noddy Robinson dog, yeah. They should have had bobblehead Mary Robinsons. They would have been brilliant, like.
Yeah.
But
she probably never had her own. You know the way there's a Miggledy Higgins doll?
Oh yeah, Giggledy Higgins. Yeah,
remember we had it in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary never got it. She should have had a Noddy one.
Yeah, but she wasn't so much out of a figure of fun as Miggledy Higgins. You know what I mean?
No, true.
Miggledy Higgins with his little hair and his tufo riding around on the dog's back all the time. It's great to see. Funny little fella.
What a statesman.
Yeah, what a statesman. He's great. He sticks a saddle on one of the dogs and rides it around the park. Brilliant to watch.
Mary Robinson.
Mary Robinson is 73.
Not bad, 75. Not a bad effort. And then one of your own to finish, a bit of a mad... Well, Noel Fielding. Do you know Noel Fielding?
I do, yeah.
The Mighty Boosh.
I gigged with Noel Fielding. He's an absolute weirdo.
Is he?
He's a weirdo.
And you know what's even weirder? Is that, you know the way he does the bake-off? Well, you don't know this, but he does the bake-off, the Great British
Bake-off.
Oh,
yeah, no, I actually did know that, yeah.
And apparently he really, really, really wanted to do it.
To participate in it.
As in to be, you know, he wanted
a
the presenter's gig.
Oh, the presenter gig?
Yeah. But yeah, for somebody who prides themselves on total mad, out there weirdness, surreal comedy.
Yeah.
To want to be the presenter of the bake-off.
He was a hipster before there was hipsters, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's just peculiar for the sake of being
peculiar. Is he a nice fella? Because he comes across as though he'd be an okay fella.
He's an all right fella, yeah. He is, but he's very odd.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I met him was before Mighty Boosh or anything. And we were doing a gig in the Comedy Cellar years and years ago, and we were told there's a fella over from England, he's playing the Laughter Lounge, and he wants to do a set over here to see how he goes. And I was MC for the night.
Right.
So I ended up, I was doing my usual stuff, you know. Pretty normal stand-up. And then I brought on him, and he gets up and he starts going on about this man he met walking down the street with a set of ram's legs. And like, what's he talking about? Do you know what I mean?
Did it go down? Okay.
It's like the mid-90s in Dublin. Do you know what I mean? And I met this man at a bus stop with two ram's legs. And I asked him where he was from. And he handed me a bowl of soup. It was all this mad stuff he kept talking about.
Oh my God. And was there just silence?
No, he went all... It was like weird. He did this thing where he was so weird for so long, people eventually just started laughing at the situation more than what he was saying.
Laughing at him rather than with him.
Yeah, and then it was weird and all right. And at the end he came up to him and he goes... Oh, I was a bit worried about that one. How it was going to go. I was like, yeah. Wouldn't be what they're used to.
I think we were all worried.
But he did have just a brilliant joke on the night. He said this joke, he goes, when I got here, being an Englishman, he said, somebody planted a fish under my car and it went off. I think it was the Surreal IRA, which is a great joke. But anyway, there you go. Now I've made you feel weird by telling you one of his jokes. Right?
Yeah. I think you've summed up the atmosphere of that particular evening right there.
Yeah, yeah. So what age is he? He's 42.
He's 46.
Oh, God, right. Anyway, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Not one of your legendary performances.
It wasn't really, no. I don't think so. Now, it's a pity we finished on Old Fielding because now we all feel a bit strange.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. Tuesday, 21st of May, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Quick happy birthday, by the way, Ryan Walker. Celebrating his birthday today. Happy 12th birthday. He's a big fan of the show, apparently.
How are you good?
That makes sense, because similar age to yourself, mentally and stuff like that.
Well, now I tell you something you've been wondering. You want to watch yourself.
Ryan Walker, happy birthday to you. Have a great birthday. And Ash has just literally buzzed in to say that Pete the Happy Man was on the phone. Himself and Mad Mary are travelling back from the UK.
There you go.
From the homeland.
Well, welcome
Pete
back.
The Happy Man.
Well, welcome back to whichever one of these you called home nowadays. Mr. Pete the Happy Man.
Absolutely. Right. Now, here, before we start, right, promise.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
There
okay,
will be no spoilers on this show.
You don't have to kind of stick your fingers in your ears or anything. We won't do any spoilers about Game of Thrones if you're still trying to catch up or wherever you are in the scheme of things. But I tell you, look, there's no denying it. There's a definite air of mild disappointment.
Well, they're calling it Lame of Thrones after the way it finished. It was just, I think it's safe to say, whether you liked it or you didn't like it, it was definitely an anti-climax when it comes to Game of Thrones. It was an absolute, oh God, I was hugely disappointed. I tell you something, yesterday we were only messing around. We were only acting the goat, right, talking about Game of Thrones and what could be a possibly good ending to it. And I suggested if the dragon, you know, did a huge dump on top of little Tyrion, and he's smothered in the poo, like, then you'd be there going, well, where's this gonna go? And then, like, Arya Stark then decided she went power mad, and then she decided to, like, give Jon Snow a dagger in the neck or something. You'd be kind of going, jeepers, that's, why did they even do the dump on the little what the hell? You'd be, like, shocked.
I mean, yesterday, to be fair, the idea of a dragon defecating on Tyrion did seem extreme, but in hindsight, it probably would have been better.
I think it would have, at least it would have been, had a bit more something to it than what we got. I think, right, my personal opinion, some people are saying there, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. I was ferociously let down. Ashling here, big fan, ferociously let down. Jim McCabe, he's let down with most things anyway, but you know, like, there's a lot of people ferociously let down. I haven't met anyone that's been delighted about it since.
Yeah.
The best report
you see,
I've seen about it.
There's a million signatures now in the US trying to get them to remake it.
Oh, such crybabies. I hate that crybaby nonsense.
Imagine remaking it.
Ashley wants
ridiculous.
To sign the petition. Yeah, she's one of them. Yeah, she's there. What's the petition? She'll be on to. Remember yesterday we were talking about the Game of Thrones
helpline.
She'll be on. Hello, this is Ashling. Can you help me out? I'm devastated. Oh, jeez. I can't take this. So they all, yeah, but so anyway, I don't think remaking it is an option. That's insane crybaby stuff, you know, just to go and have it the way you want it. Nobody will ever be happy altogether. That'll never happen. But I'm telling you, we need...
I mean, it's obviously because we don't want to give away any spoilers, we can't really say anything about what happened last night, just to say that it didn't go... See, the trouble with that show
the biggest disappointment since The Sopranos. I'm going to call it now. The biggest disappointment since The Sopranos.
Because the trouble is, it's built up over the years to be one of those things that does make you gasp. It's like, God, I didn't know I didn't.
Holy... Oh my God!
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, every time you watch, that's why it's so binge-worthy.
Yeah.
Something happens at the end of every episode that makes you go,
and it was always full of surprises. It always kind of like, things happened and things happened to characters and characters went in and came out of things that you just, you know, you could never foresee.
Never see it coming.
You know, there were great twists.
Yeah.
And you kind of expected, if it's literally going to be the last episode of what has been an incredible series.
8 years of our lives.
Some of the greatest television ever made.
8 years of our lives
and
we've poured into this.
You felt they have to go out on some sort of absolutely incredible, memorable moment.
There's no bang.
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. I'd love to go into it. I'd love to do spoilers.
Yeah, but you can't.
I can't. But it's the biggest disappointment since The Sopranos. Where a door opens and a piece of pie emerges and we all just sang Don't Stop Believing for the next 42 years. Remember that?
Yeah.
What a load of rubbish. You know, what a load of rubbish.
Do you think it'll come back?
No, they're doing prequels now. That's
right,
the thing.
Okay.
They're going. It should have been
so
called.
So that's definitely the end, like.
That's definitely the end. Yeah, it should have been called the last episode of the very first in a million spin-offs. Is what they should have called it. That's what they should have called it.
So it'll end up going the way Star Wars did or something as well.
It'd be like Star Trek and Star Wars. It'd be millions of yokes built about it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it does beg the question, what's the most disappointing ending to anything you've ever seen?
Ending.
Or what would have been a better ending? Like, what would have been a better ending to Sopranos? I think, right, Tony Soprano, turns out, he was an informer all along. And everybody that was killed throughout the show over the last few years, right?
Right.
Was all down to him, ratting them out. Because he had a gun to his head from the CIA or something. That would, to me, would have been an amazing ending.
So if you could have...
Not like a door
you written
and
this.
Just a small town boy. Like, what a load of nonsense.
Yeah. What was the official ending to Lost? I think it's fair we can talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Because I never
said
I watched the very first episode and then didn't watch anything else.
Do you know who gets really upset talking about Lost?
Who?
Tara Duggan.
Really?
Really upset talking about Lost, yeah.
That
was her first mega TV disappointment.
Right.
Like, what would have been a good thing to end Lost?
They all went home. Yeah.
There was some explanation for what happened, and they all went home. Right?
Yeah.
Some people lived, some people died. Right? And then we had an ending where it was actually an ending. No. Instead, we're left with this, well, they're all dead, but they're not. But they are, but they mightn't be. Rubbish.
That does
absolute
sound pretty
garbage,
bad, to be
right?
Fair.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm glad I didn't watch that.
Basically,
series.
The writers didn't know what to do, so they just put a polar bear in it and then just kept writing for about 20 years until they.
Polar bear?
Yeah, do you remember the polar bear?
No, that's what I'm saying. I never saw that.
That was rubbish. It was absolute rubbish. That would have had, like, there you go. Best. How should a TV show, right?
Yeah.
That you loved, how should it have ended? There's the question for you.
Right. So, what are the possible contenders? Sopranos, Lost.
Game of Thrones.
Better not talk about Game of Thrones.
Well, how it could have ended.
Yeah, as long as people don't put any spoilers in there.
Yeah, we won't read them out anyway.
Yeah. What else? What else was a potential show that came to a kind of...
There was Dexter, which ended... Oh, my God.
Dexter?
What?
That's not even a must-see TV show.
Jim. It was. And then it turns out he's a lumberjack in Canada. Jesus. I swear, the disappointment.
Okay, then. That's the end of that.
Well, no more murders for me.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock. 087-188-0008 if you fancy a bash of the hit bit for that €860. Classichits.ie to check it out. Of course, the previous guesses and listen to the little bit as often as you like. And just a reminder again, as PJ said, don't give us your guess on the text. Just let us know that you want to play. 087-188-0008 and it'll be Ash who could be giving you the call. the reaction to playing a bit of Bross.
Oh my God! It's
People
brilliant.
Are delighted.
We don't play nearly enough Bross. You can't play nearly enough Bross. It's all we did was play Bross. We'd be laughing every
People
day.
Say, look, you brought me back 30 years with that.
Yeah, see there, look. Loads of people loved them. They were great. They were mad.
Somebody literally just happened to turn on the show as that was playing. Joe and Talla.
There you go. Look at that. Had the denim jacket with the pins and the buttons and the bottle caps and the shoes. Do you remember all of that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the old Grouse bottle tops and the shoes. Yeah, that was a big thing.
Wow.
So it was, so it was.
The power of brass, eh?
I'm telling you.
Anyway, 26 minutes, or 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock. And
yeah.
If you've got, if you've, you know, teenagers in the house, right, you'll be
Thank
familiar.
God, I don't. Oh, my God. Imagine teenagers in your gaff. I'd rather have rats. Do you know what I mean? It'd be easier. At least you can deal with them. Do you know what I mean? You're
right.
Like teenagers. You, imagine, it's like rats you have to keep alive. Like rats you have to look after in the house, isn't it? Jeez, imagine. I don't know how anyone does. I don't know.
It's just the irony of kind of you having this particular view
right,
on teenagers.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Right, based on the fact of what we're going to talk about. Because I was about to lead into the fact that teenagers nowadays are genuinely associated with their devices. Right,
yeah.
Okay. It's a thing now. You
oh,
just assume.
Yeah, yeah.
You say, whether that's fair or not, I don't know, but you just assume
it's fair.
That there's an addiction that takes
to the phone
place.
And the,
yeah.
to the screens and the computers
stuff, right.
and all of that, yeah.
Which is very similar to somebody else who isn't a million miles away from
yeah,
here.
But you, whatever. Yeah, but we'd be looking at different things. Do you know what I mean?
So, like, I'm not. In the context of this story, I don't think that makes a difference.
What do you mean?
Well, because you may well be getting sent to bed with sunglasses.
Well, I doubt it. I can send myself to bed whenever I want. I'm a grown up, Jim McCabe.
You said that like just such pride. I can go to bed whatever time
whatever
I want. Nobody sends me to bed.
No, it sends me to bed, yeah. So there.
What time do you go to bed at?
None of your business.
I bet you it's 9 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. It is 9 o'clock, yeah.
And do you get all freaked out if you don't go to bed at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, because I have to get up in the morning for work. Do you know what I mean?
But anyway,
this isn't even about me. You leave me alone.
That's where the similarity ends.
Anyway, you heard what Jim was saying about glasses, and this is the new thing, right? This is what they're saying now. Teenagers should be made wear sunglasses when they're going to bed because of the effect that the phone has in the head.
Ludicrous.
You know the way the light in the screen, it messes with your melatonin, which messes with your circadian rhythm, which means you don't get enough sleep if you look at screens an hour before you go to bed. Or
an
you need
hour.
That hour. You need that hour of no screen time. To get the proper sleep,
do you
right?
Do that?
That's what they say.
Do you do that?
I can do what I want, right? This isn't about me.
Stop getting
this
so
is about
defensive.
Teenagers.
I'm just curious. Do you do that?
Well, why? Listen, it's not. This story isn't about a middle-aged fella that can do what he's living on his own and all, right?
Whatever he wants.
Yeah, well,
whenever
that could do.
Wants.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is about teenagers. So you send them. So now they're saying you should send them to bed with sunglasses. To block it, sunglasses. God forbid you just take the phone off them. Or God forbid you tell them just not to use the phone. Or
yeah.
God forbid they just, you know, figure out for themselves that maybe that hour without the phone might do them the world of good. No, sunglasses is what we're saying to people now.
Crazy.
Send the young'uns to bed with sunglasses. Imagine. Hey, you, okay? Why are you going to bed? Have you got your hot water bottle, yeah? And your sunglasses. What house in the world? What house in Ireland would take that seriously?
That's an amazing new kind of line of presents for teenagers going forward. I got you some sunglasses for bed.
Like, isn't it so depressing? The idea of sitting there in bed with your sunglasses on in a dark room, watching Game of Thrones. You know, it's a very depressing image, I think, isn't it?
It's just ridiculous. Is
it,
what
is ridiculous.
Sunglasses in bed.
We can't even get Irish people to wear sunblock outside.
Exactly, in the sun.
In the sun. Now we're telling Irish teenagers
yeah.
they have to wear sunglasses. They'll be there with their Ray-Bans and all, sitting in bed.
That's so ridiculous.
Sure, I'd look mad in the bed with sunglasses on. Imagine, nothing on, only a t-shirt and sunglasses.
That is still the most disturbing image.
Look at it.
The fact that you wear something on your top and not in your bottom.
Only in the winter.
It's actually worse.
Only in
than
the winter.
Being completely naked.
It is worse.
It
yeah.
is worse.
Be worse now if I had a hat and sunglasses.
If you had sunglasses, actually no. Even that's worse again because now you're drifting into criminal. When you've got sunglasses and just a t-shirt on,
yeah,
there's something. Yeah,
yeah.
You need to be on a register or something.
But then
there.
You'd never find a teenager looking that uncool, to be fair. It's not something you don't really have to worry about. I don't know. Sometimes you just get you hear the advice that comes down every so often.
I mean, that's one of the most stupid ones I've ever heard.
It is
sunglasses in bed.
It's just so unrealistic that anyone in a practical and genuine lifestyle, anyone really would take that advice on and think it was a good thing to do.
Like, you know, sure whatever about kind of trying to convince a teenager, which I accept would be tough, trying to convince a teenager that, look, don't take your phone to bed, leave it down here or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
have a cut-off point.
Have a cut-off point. Yeah, you'll sleep better, you'll feel better.
Yeah, yeah. That's. I mean, oh, that's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
But wearing sunglasses in bed.
Sure enough, now we've said it. There'll be one fella, won't be a teenager. It'll be some fella now, will be in his gaff, walking around with the sunglasses and the t-shirts and a pair of sandals, nothing else. I'll tell you something, this is really working out for me.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. Hit bit. Right, so here we go. So, €860 is what it is this morning. We have that for you, all for you. If you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit, and it sounds like this. And that's it. Classichits.ie if you want to hear it as many times as you can. But let's see if we can give it away this morning. First on the phone is Michelle in Kildare. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, PJ. Hi, Jim.
How's it going, Michelle? How are you?
Well, not too bad.
You're sounding
too bad.
Flying for
Yeah.
Actually, the sun is shining and it's good to be alive, so why not?
Yeah, why not indeed?
You see, that's the kind of spirit we need, PJ. You need more people like Michelle in the world.
You do, you do.
Spreading positivity and joy.
All of that, yeah.
Just like you two every morning.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm pretty miserable today. I'm giving out about the old Game of Thrones thing too much, I suppose. Yeah, you're dead right, Michelle.
I don't know what, I've not have watched one series of Game of Thrones. I haven't seen one episode at all.
Are you serious?
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, then maybe that's the secret. That's maybe the reason that Michelle is so happy is because she's avoided the whole Game of Thrones thing.
She hasn't been let down by a fantasy world this morning.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, let's try and give you a few quid, Michelle. What do you think it is?
Okay, I think it's CNC Factory, Everybody Dance Now.
Good Everybody June. Dance Now,
good
right,
June. Right, okay. Ash is taking care of business today.
Is that
she's, not, she's not even saying
that
anything. She's refusing to speak.
Not even getting
Don't
into it.
Even talk to me.
Yeah, leave me alone, you two.
Right, so that's a no, Ash, is it?
Oh.
Unlucky.
And there you go, Michelle. It really is looking up for you because you have no terrible puns or anything this morning to deflect.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, keep trying.
Stay happy, Michelle, and have a good day. Too. Thanks for playing.
Have
Cheers.
A good day.
Bye-bye now.
Right, see you later. Okay, down to Cork. Kian Bonus from Mahon. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
How are you, Kian? What's the crack with you this morning?
Not too bad. Just driving to work now.
And listen, are we pronouncing your surname right? Is it Bonus?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, excellent. I've never come across that before.
Do you know something? Mike is going to go mad when he thinks of the pun value in a name like Bonus.
He's
gonna,
and
he's missed it. Yeah, it's going to drive him insane.
Shocker.
They're so easy as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you are giving the two of them on a silver platter. Where's work, Kian, this morning?
I'm working from home today.
All right, good stuff. So you're on the road. Let's try and give you a few quid. What do you think it is, Kian?
Is it DJ Casper with the Cha-Cha Slide?
What one is that?
DJ Casper, you know, Cha-Cha Slide.
Cha-Cha Slide,
Cha-Cha
DJ
Casper. I don't know that. Do you know that? I don't know it at all.
That was such an old man moment from us, wasn't
it? Yeah, the two of us were going, shivers.
As we were looking out to Ash, who's 15 or whatever she is.
Yeah.
And I go, do you know this young song that he's talking about with the DJ is doing the thing at all? You know what the DJ is doing with the slidey thing?
Yeah, Ashland, do you know what he's talking about?
You know, I believe it's a rock and roll number or something, isn't it? Anyway, is that a yes or a no? It's a no.
Oh, right.
Unlucky.
But thanks, Kian, for making us feel like helpless today.
Yeah, yeah.
No worries.
You stay down with the kids, Kian. Keep at it. Good luck, man. Cheers.
No worries.
See you, boss. Have a great one. See you. Gee, that's terrible. I didn't even...
We came out with that very badly.
No idea what he was talking about.
We seriously came out with that very badly.
DJ Casper, huh? Jamers. Like the friendly
I was just going to say
friendly ghost.
When did he stop being a friendly ghost and become a DJ?
It's unreal.
So I tell you something, just goes to show, once you get into the showbiz at all, you can go anywhere.
Telling you, he used to knock around at Scooby-Doo in my day.
Right. So it's not those funky tunes it's, that the kids do
not,
be into.
It's not Funky Casper and the Gang. And it's not the other lot either. But at 20 to 5, you can have another go with Damien Farrelly.
Somebody's been on to say, lads, what's the story with the Hitbit jingle? Mike thinking he's going to be the next Bono. You two don't get a look in, says Becky in Limerick.
Mike, I don't get it. What's that?
On the Hitbit jingle, he is quite loud on the Hitbit jingle.
He is loud enough, yeah, that's true.
He's quite dominant on us, all right, yeah. He was a bit close to the microphone that day. But anyway, 11 minutes past to 8 o'clock, the strains of Scooby-Doo in the background. You put Scooby-Doo into my head there talking
about...
talking about Casper.
DJ Casper the Ghost. Yeah.
But there is a kind of a connection to this little story as well, because Scooby-Doo, okay, animated character. I'm sure there was many a Scooby-Doo toy.
I'm sure there was.
Along the way, probably a cuddly one.
I mean, that got us... We were talking about this then, the your old cuddly toy, your teddy bear from when you were a kid, right?
Right.
Shockingly, and I would say embarrassingly... Isn't that right, Aisling? 1 in 3 people, adults.
Now, don't swear, your microphone is up, okay?
1 in 3 grown-ups admit to sleeping with their teddy bear still. A survey of 2,000 adults, so it's a pretty comprehensive study, says that 34% of people sleep with their soft toy, their teddy bear, every single night.
Yeah.
Even taking it on holiday with them.
Exactly. Now, obviously, we heard that. We went, that's ridiculous.
No, what?
I tore them up, people.
Get out of it.
And which Aisling then turned around and went,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Do you take it on holiday?
He's gone to Thailand with me. He went travelling.
Unbelievable.
Came back alive.
Imagine having a teddy bear that's better travelled than your neighbours.
Yeah, exactly. What sort of a cuddly toy have you got?
So listen, I got him back in the day when I was literally, I'd say I was about 6 months. He looked like a teddy, or looked like a rabbit, should I say.
Right.
He had a carrot and everything. He now does not look like that. He looks like he's lost an ear. A dog has got him, so the dog is at his ear. And he is, he's 30 years of age, lads.
Wow.
Torty.
And you and are you see would he, and it's whatever it is, it's no longer a rabbit.
No, he's called Boozy. I called him Boozy when I obviously started talking, yeah.
So Boozy shares the bed.
Boozy goes everywhere with me, lads. And I was even saying earlier to Tara out here, I was like, if the house burned down tomorrow, Boozy will be the only thing I take.
Oh my
the
god.
The only
prized
thing.
Possession, yeah.
The only thing.
Yeah. It's irreplaceable, lads. I can't get another Boozy, like.
No, that's not.
I know,
but
like, surely Boozy fit in your pocket and you could grab a few other things. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I had to take one thing, it'd be
Boozy.
You
can imagine that, people rushing into the house. Do you want to take this money? No, leave it there.
No.
Leave it there. Get Boozy.
Yeah. What about the insurance documents? Will we take them?
No.
Don't mind them. Don't mind them at all.
Yeah.
Boozy the teddy. So are you one of these people then? It says of those quiz, 44% said they keep their whatever they sleep, and they said they'd rather sleep with them than another person. They get more comfort from their teddy bear, from their little whatever dollar action man or whatever people are into. They
action,
get more
action man.
You can't cuddle an action man.
Well, I'm sure somebody's tried. Illegal eye action man. Dun dun dun. What is he doing to me? Dun, dun, dun.
Barbie might have tried.
Barbie, yeah. Remember that was Barbie and Ken and all that. That was a weird thing when I think back at it now, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a dark road you don't want to go down. Let's get back to slacking action.
Yeah, I've never been a teddy bear person myself. I kind of never really got the whole teddy bear thing.
I wish I never told you.
Sure, now, if you go back to your parents' house, that it's filled with all your kid, your toys. Really? Yeah.
Did you never have any sort of cuddly toys as a kid?
Oh, not that I can remember now, to be honest, no.
Are you serious?
I
do remember having one specific
shot
teddy bear.
Out of them and
it was a black and white panda thing when I was very young.
Do you know what I used to do with my cuddly toys, right? So I used to line them all up and I'd get my book out and I'd read stories to them out loud.
What, you like pretend to be a teacher or something?
Yeah.
Do you still do it?
Do you still do it?
Was this not, like, how long ago are we talking?
Just the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend. You and Boozy sat down for a bottle of vino.
Yeah.
Yeah. You and Boozy sitting there watching Game of Thrones. I'll tell you, Boozy.
Wait, let's tell you something, Boozy. I'll tell you something.
If this doesn't end the way
she
I want
said to
it.
Me, right? She said to me, and I said to her, I said, don't you say that to me.
Yeah.
You and Boozy doesn't talk back to me, and he has to listen to me.
There you go.
You and Boozy
dancing to DJ Casper. Living it relaxed.
The Scooby Doo remix. Right, so listen, we're going to have to put this to the test. We did mention, right, that we have a pair of tickets for Laugh Out Loud for Temple Street. Fabulous comedy gig, some big names.
Yeah, Brendan O'Shea, Joan McNally, Fred Cook, Eric Lawler, Carl Spain, loads of great
all
names
friends
there.
Of the show, and all performing in aid of Temple Street at Vicar Street on what date?
15th of June,
right, so we've got a pair of tickets, so here's what we'll do, right, literally, just let us know, are you one of these people, let's see how many's out there, are you one of these people who does actually take your cuddly toy to bed, even as an adult?
Yeah, are right? you a cuddly nutter, basically? So text cuddly nutter if you want those tickets. To 0871880008 and WhatsApp. What do
well,
you reckon?
No, let's do a yes or no so that okay, people right, who don't fair. Can still be involved.
Fair enough,
so
right.
Just yes let us or know no. one way or the other if you take your cuddly toy to bed still
or
as
cuddly,
an adult.
Or cuddly nor. We'll take that.
I'll tell you something, it looks as though there are plenty of, as you christened them, cuddly nutters out there.
Well.
Because there's a lot of it going on. It turns out you're not alone, Ash. You're not alone.
Not the only head case out there.
There's loads of people who, like, for example, somebody's texted in to say, in fact, this was Deirdre, I'm 45 and yes, I bring Sully to bed every night.
Sully? Sully as in Sully from name. Monsters, Inc. So that's somebody who's obviously
oh, yeah.
getting into it.
Sully
you know,
from
later.
Monsters, Inc.
You know what I mean? It's not a childhood one, obviously. If you know what I mean. Or it doesn't sound like, I don't know. I like the way a lot of people are actually self-identifying as cuddly nutters too. I have to say, I'm into that.
Yeah. So listen, let us know. We just want to see. Is I mean, one in three is what the paper's claiming.
One in three, yeah. Out of 2,000 adults.
To be honest with you, I'd say... What, yeah, it's probably about that on the text at the moment. There are a few no's who don't, but you know, there's quite a lot who do.
My husband had a pillow, right? Look at this one. That he hugged at night. So one night she used a very bad word. But one night she threw it in the bin, to want of a better words. And after that he started hugging me. So I went and took it back out of the bin. Well,
see,
I tell you something.
Sometimes better the devil you know.
And they say romance is dead. Yeah. Imagine that. Just going and rooting in the bin so your man won't be all bleeding over you.
Right.
Yeah, I could get off.
I tell you
Jeez,
what,
if I hadn't known you or had any attention to me, I would have done it.
So listen, what we're going to do is we're going to stick basically all of our texts and WhatsApps today in with a chance to win these tickets for Laugh Out Loud for Temple Street. Great lineup it is. What date is it again?
15th of June, so a couple of weeks time,
of
yeah.
June. In Vicar Street, cracking lineup of top comedians all in aid of Temple Street, Laugh Out Loud for Temple Street. So just if you know, let us know, are you a yes or a no? Are you somebody who still takes, as an adult, still takes a cuddly toy to bed? Or even, would you extend that in even sort of like, you know, still has a cuddly toy?
Oh, yeah, I would, because it says there, amazingly, it says 40%, even more. So up as far as 40%, I go to their parents' house and it's still packed with all their childhood cuddly toys.
Ah, yeah, but that's in their parents' house. They
just
left
them
behind.
They wouldn't throw them out. It's still, you know.
They would if they were in their own house taking up all the room.
Yeah, well, that's different, yeah. Maybe they would. Well, I don't know, would they?
Anyway, let us know. Yes or no, are you a cuddly toy person?
I'm genuinely surprised.
Do you still
really
take
surprised.
It to bed? Or not, like this survey is claiming, and we'll stick all of them in with a chance to win those tickets. Breakfast table quiz on the way, if you fancy it, 0871880008. Nice prize, as we say, you could use it for, for anybody. You could use it for school, a club, whatever it is, or a birthday party, or a gathering of any sort, or just a crack.
A gathering of any sort. Wouldn't you love to have a corporate meeting?
Yeah. Well, they do, go in. Funny thing is, they do corporate, they do grown-up stuff as well.
Oh,
the prize
yeah.
we have is for 18 to 15-year-olds, but
yeah, yeah.
or for 8 to 15-year-olds, but... They do, it would be funny actually, I suppose, if everybody was in suits.
Everyone just
on a
up,
paintball challenge.
Thinking they're going for a, you know, I don't know, going through a hotel function room. Right, everybody, get your gear on, please. We're going to get this out of the way before we get down to the serious stuff.
Yeah, time to vent your frustrations at accounts.
Apparently that doesn't work, by the way, that cathartic thing. Do you know that?
Which thing?
Catharsis. Apparently there's no such, it actually makes you worse. You know the way, like, you're supposed to, like, vent your anger, find a way to vent your anger.
Right, okay, get it all out, like.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, like, you know, go and smash up something, or, you know, break something to bits, and then you feel like you've been relieved or washed of your anger.
Right.
And it doesn't work, it just makes you feel so good about doing it that you want to do it in real life. Apparently it's not a good idea at all. Anyway,
wow.
Totally besides the point. By the way, our local I lived next to a library for years and years and years in Marino there, right?
Right.
Never went into it. I don't know why. You know, I suppose it just was small and insignificant to me at the time. Now I'm living in Dunleary. You're hard to miss the library there because it's the size of a cruise ship. And it's a
big eyesore, really.
It's just sitting in the middle of the town. Right? But I've been in it a few times and it's amazing what they offer, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at this story today and Harry Potter is the number one most loaned book in libraries around Ireland.
Wow.
And it turns out
that doesn't come as a surprise, really.
Comes as a huge surprise to me.
Does it? No, because you see,
really,
I was about
does.
To say that the last time I was
huge.
In a library was actually when I was younger. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know that.
I didn't think they'd be within an ass's roar of a library. Young people in a book. Are you mad? Young people, I thought, would be just sitting down. PlayStation. Harry Potter on the PlayStation all day long.
Right.
Or, like, just, I don't know, screens and iPads. I just never imagined you'd see young people in libraries. It turns out they use libraries more than anyone else.
Yeah, I kind of associate libraries with being a kid's thing.
I really never
a bit
did.
More.
I'm so out of the loop. I always thought the library was like where, if you're old and you can't fill in the form, you go in there and say, listen, you give us a hand with this.
If you're freezing.
Yeah, there's a bit of that goes
off,
on, yeah.
You need to get in off the street.
There's a bit of that.
When you
yeah.
Yeah, when you've time to kill.
You know what I mean? Or people who can't use the internet go and say, listen, would you show us how to set up an email? This lad in the bank is giving me a pain in the head, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I always assumed libraries were about these days. I couldn't have been more wrong. I'm sure all those things do happen as well. You know what I mean?
There's probably lots of the kind of techie stuff happening in libraries now, is there? You know, on the internet and all.
As in audiobooks, like.
I'm sure there must be. There must be an audiobook section in a library where you could sit down with a set of headphones. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
As you're saying, it is. Really?
Yeah.
That can't be true.
Oh, yeah. Technology, PJ. You wouldn't understand.
You can't go to the library to listen to a book.
Why not?
How do you take it out? How do you, like, borrow it?
You don't. While you're there, you stick the headphones on. Then you go about your business.
And then once you come back
and do you know what else is different about libraries nowadays, since you didn't go, is that now there's no fines anymore. Another way, there used to be a fine if you brought back a book late.
Right.
They're gone.
So you can just literally rob the library. Is this it?
That's not what they're encouraging. They want you to realise it's a free resource.
So why is there enough? Why did they get rid of the fines?
Of them. I think it might have been only the start of this year or something. There's no fines now if you bring a book back late.
I don't understand how that can benefit anyone.
Well, you better ask them.
How did that suddenly... Anyway.
There's somebody saying that they even lend out DVDs now, Helen and Sorsets.
Well, yeah, getting on the...
They'd have to lend you out a DVD
mind
player,
you.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. Who even has a DVD player anymore, to be honest? I suppose Damien Farley has one. He thinks it's brand new. Have you seen the DVDs? Oh, they're great, yokes. It's like a video that you can listen to. It's like, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. It fits into the radio of the car, but it doesn't do anything. It's amazing. I'll give you a list of the top 10 books that
are right. Read. Time for a top 10.
Do you want one of them? Yeah.
All right, well, hang on a second. You could have given me a bit of warning you were going to
but
do
you're
a,
gonna see,
a top 10 or whatever.
I think one thing in it is absolutely remarkable, I think.
Right, which is?
Right. Well, I'll tell you in a sec, right? So, in at number 10, it is James and the Giant Peach by Roald Dahl. Oh, I'm just baffled by all of this. Number 9. Something I've never heard of, Wonder by R.J. Palacio.
Right.
I don't know. Your name is R.J. If you've got a double letter name, I can tell you from experience that you've got a problem. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That's number 8. Number 7.
I think you'll find there's a lot of kids' titles here.
Yeah. Number 7. The Awful Auntie. Isn't this unreal? That's a kid's book too. David Walliams. That's David Walliams' book.
Yeah, you know him.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid, again, the double down version of it by some fella, Jeff Kenny or Chikini or whatever his name is. Number 5, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. That's by another double letter person who has less problems than any of us. And then number 4, check this out, right? Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, right? Number 3, Roald Dahl again, the BFG. Number 2, it's that feckin' Wimpy Kid again.
Right.
With an old school Wimpy Kid or something like that, right? And number 1, it's
well,
Harry Potter again.
Harry Potter, yeah.
Philosopher's Stone.
So literally, are the top 10 all children's titles?
All of them. Like, absolutely. And it goes further.
Did you want to turn around and say, God, Jim, you are right? Did you want to say that? Do you feel the urge to say that?
Grant, you're right, but I'm no less surprised. I'm even more surprised, actually. If you're right.
All 10.
So who knew? You did, obviously. Grant, okay, you knew. For the rest of us, the normal people of the world, who knew? Who knew? I'm blown away by it.
See, if you'd
have And especially after all these years, the Harry Potter still, like, nailing the charts with 3 books in the top 10.
Yeah. That's impressive, all right.
What a
And look, loads of people saying, somebody saying they have an audio section. You should go in and ask. So you can go in and have... There's an audio section for you, PJ, that's too lazy to actually read your own words.
And you just get it on a tape, like, and take it home.
Libraries also have free Wi-Fi. You can scan out your own books, says Dave.
You're kidding.
Yeah. They also have the Press Reader app, so you can get free newspapers and magazines. I only joined a few months ago, and it's brilliant, says Mark.
What?
Tell you. Bigging up the libraries this morning.
Free papers and magazines.
Yeah, on the press reader app, whatever Mark says it is.
I can't be hanging out in the local library a lot more. It's like literally right beside me where I'm living now.
Yeah.
I'd never no idea you could get up to so much free carry on. I didn't want to read.
That's what your attraction is, just free stuff.
Yeah,
I believe you do free stuff in here.
Yeah. So what can I get for free on a Tuesday?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Now, Extreme Sports Centre Cork is our destination. That's our prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. It's located there in the marina on the banks of the River Lee. Extreme Sports, they offer the best in indoor extreme sports, the likes of airsoft and paintball, target shooting, laser combat, all of that sort of stuff. And they'll do it for birthday parties from 8 years of age upwards, confirmations, team building exercises as well. If you want to do that, or corporate packages, even hens and stags. If you fancy it, you can check out all of the details on their website, extremesports.com, extremesportscork.com. And basically, the group that we have, okay, it's for up to 10 people between 8 and 15 years, and you get a round of paintball, 300 paintballs per person included, and you get the party room afterwards with lots of food and drink as well. So, cracking prize.
Great old prize, in fairness, but 12 is the score to beat, so it's kind of high enough. We need that lucky 13 to get into the lead. And Carl Doyle and Finglas in Dublin is going to have a go. How are you, Carl?
How's things, lads? All right.
All good, Carl. Yourself?
All good, all good.
Happy days. Right, so it's a bit of a challenge, this this 13. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I know. I didn't know the score before. We duped you into it.
Yeah. Conned. But you're hopefully, you never know. You might get it. And then, look, if you get 13, someone getting higher than that during the week, it's unlikely. It's hard to do.
Yeah, it'd be a good one. Right, are you ready to go?
Yeah, whenever you are.
Best of luck. Here we go.
What country lies immediately to the west of Sweden?
Finland.
It's Norway. Which rock band had a hit with the single Don't Look Back in Anger?
Oh, pass.
It's Oasis. Which animal's name means man of the forest?
Monkey.
It's orangutan. Which branch of dentistry deals with the straightening of teeth?
Oh, pass.
Orthodontics. What bird can run the fastest?
Nostrich.
Yeah, which British singer is the father of Jack Osborne?
Oh, Ozzy Osborne.
Yeah, that's the one. If you were swimming in Bondi Beach, what ocean would you be in?
Pacific.
Pamela Anderson starred as a lifeguard in what TV show?
Oh, Baywatch.
In 2006, what US socialite released her debut album called Paris?
Pass.
Paris Hilton, if you were at Lima Airport, what country would you be in?
Pass.
Peru, what British-Australian singer had a hit with Mysterious Girl in 1996?
Oh, Pete Andre.
If you were in the city of Lisbon, what country would you be in?
Portugal.
Complete the title of this horror film, The Blair Witch What?
Project.
Which branch of medicine is concerned with the manufacture of artificial limbs and joints? What branch of medicine is concerned with artificial limbs and joints? It's prosthetics. I tell you something, you got some gammy questions there this morning.
Yeah. Absolutely. There were some really tough ones there, Carl.
In fairness, none of those were easy today.
Yeah. No, to be fair, you did well to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 all the same.
There was
a few tough ones.
There was. What animal's name means man of the forest? I was sure that was Jim McCabe.
That's man of the legendary forest.
Legend of the forest.
Legend of the forest.
Legend of the hills.
Exactly. Listen, Carl, have a good day. Thanks for playing, man. Cheers. Brilliant.